大家新年快乐。
I hear it's the year of the dog.
今年是狗年。
How many of you like dogs?
有多少人喜欢狗？
How many of you like cats?
多少人喜欢猫？
Is there a year of the cat?
有没有猫年？没有。
Well, I don't like cats. That's good.
我不喜欢猫，很好。
I had a friend, her name was Valerie, and she had a cat, and that cat was so nasty.
然后我有一个朋友，他有只猫，然后那个猫非常的不好。
She would hiss at me and try to bite me.
他会咬我，试图咬我，然后和我示威。
So I said, no more cats in my life.
然后我就说我生命中不能养猫。
All right, I need to have the remote control clicker. That would be great. Thank you very much. And Phoebe, thank you for translating. I want you to make this the best sermon I ever preached. Okay. The Sphinx is a legend that it was a half woman and a half lion.
有这样一个传说，就是斯芬克斯，它是一个半狮半人的一个怪兽。
And the Sphinx would sit at the entrance of the city and ask a riddle.
它会守在城的入口处。
What goes on four legs in the morning, two legs at noon, and three legs at night?
它会问经过的人一个哑谜：什么动物早晨四条腿，中午两条腿，晚上三条腿？
And if the traveler could not answer that question, the Sphinx pushed that traveler off a cliff and they died.
如果他们要是答不上来的话，他就会把他推下悬崖，杀死他们。
Well, one day, Oedipus came and stood before the Sphinx and was asked the riddle.
然后有一天，有一个叫霍迪普斯的人来到这个怪兽的面前。
And the man said, "It's a human."
然后他回答道，这个谜底是人。
In the morning, he crawls on all fours, then he walks on two legs in the middle of life, and at the end, he walks with a cane.
在人早年的时候，婴孩时期，他用四条腿；青壮年时期的时候，他用两条腿；那在晚年的时候，他拄拐杖就用三条腿。
And the story goes that the Sphinx was so embarrassed at the answer that she jumped off the cliff and she died.
然后这个半狮半人就半人的怪兽感到万分羞愧，便跳崖自尽了。
Well, death has been the Sphinx that has stretched it out across the pathway of all human experience.
死亡是我们所有人人生中都会遇到的这个狮身怪兽。
Death has been a riddle that no one could answer for all millenniums.
死亡一直是个谜，这个谜让我们无法回答。
The Bible calls death the last enemy.
圣经中说死亡是我们最后的敌人。
And for many years, people have been puzzled by how do we address this thing called death.
千百年来，它都是人类最大的羁绊。
The reality is that death produces fear in people.
然后，结果就是其实，死亡会引起人类的恐惧。
And I wish I could talk to each one of you and ask, are you afraid of death?
我想和你们每个人谈一下，你们害怕死亡吗？
A Roman philosopher once said, only idiots and Christians aren't afraid of death.
有一个罗马的哲学家，他说只有笨蛋还有基督徒不畏惧死亡。
Now, I don't know why idiots aren't afraid of death, but I do know why Christians aren't afraid of death.
我知道为什么傻子不畏我不知道傻子为什么不畏惧死亡，但是我知道基督徒为什么不畏惧死亡。
Because our hope over death rests on Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of all and controls even death.
因为我们胜过死亡的恐惧的能力基于2000年前一个人，就是耶稣，他是强大的先知。
But as we look in John chapter 11, we see that at this point in time,His disciples didn't believe his power over death.
但是如果我们看约翰福音的第十一章的话，我们可以看到，就连他的门徒也不相信耶稣可以解答死亡的谜题。
His disciples said, "Yes, Jesus is a great prophet, and he is a great teacher, but I don't know if he can control death."
他的门徒说，是的，耶稣是救世主，伟大的夫子，他是奇迹的创造者。但尽管如此，但是我还是不确定他能够解决死亡的问题。
In John chapter 11, we see Jesus face to face with death.
我们看到约翰福音第十一章，耶稣和死亡面对面。
And there are three questions that we're going to see that Jesus answers with his life.
耶稣让我们思考三个问题，面对死亡的时候。
The first question is, does God know?
神是否深知一切？
Does God know what's happening in our lives?
神是否知道我们生活中经历了什么？
Does God know about your pain? Does God know about your problems?
神是否知道我们的痛苦，我们的问题？
Does God know about the grief that you have or the sadness that you have in your life, even today?
他是否了解我们此时此刻我们内心的悲伤和内心的枷锁？
Well, the Bible makes it clear that Jesus knows everything that's going on in our hearts.
圣经中明确地指出，耶稣了解我们每一个人此时此刻内心的光景。
And it also makes it clear that he has great power, that he will always bring our lives to his intended goals.
他圣经中也指出了他的权势超乎万有，世上没有他旨意和允许之外的意外事件。
There's a mystery here in verse 6.
这里有一个很奇怪的地方，就是在第六节的时候。
It says, yet, when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was two more days.
就是还不到时候，人这个词，他听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍然住了两天。
That word yet is the mystery here.
这个词是一个很难懂的地方。
The disciples didn't understand it. Mary and Martha didn't understand it. But Jesus had a plan.
耶稣的门徒不懂，马大和玛利亚也不懂，但是耶稣有他自己的计划。
Yet means that we need to believe in Jesus' plan, even if we don't understand it.
人这个词也意味着，就算我们大多时候我们不懂，但是我们仍要相信。
The question would be, why would Jesus wait 4 days?
问题是为什么主耶稣等了四天呢？
Well, it comes back to a Jewish custom.
如果我们看一下犹太人的传统。
Because the Jewish custom is this, is that the spirit of a person will hover over that body for 3 days.
根据犹太人的传统，当人死后，他的灵魂会在尸体的上方盘旋三天，企图再重新回到身体当中。
And that spirit will try to come back into that body.
他企图回去。
But on the fourth day, decay has set in, and the spirit will say, I will not try anymore.
然后到了第四天的时候呢，他的灵魂就会放弃，不会再试了。
So Jesus was waiting 4 days on purpose.
所以耶稣在这里故意等了四天。
Even though no one else understood what was going on.
尽管没有人明白到底是为了什么。
There are actually 2 purposes in this tragedy.
拉撒路的悲剧其实主有两个目的在里面。
In verse 4, it says, when he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.
我们看约翰福音的第四章，耶稣听见就说，这病不至于死，乃是为了神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。神要在这里为父得荣耀。
The purpose here is so that we would bring honor and glory to God and Jesus himself.
主耶稣要荣耀他的父神。
And in verse 15, we see another purpose. And for your sake, I am glad I was not there so that you may believe.
15节说到，我没有在那里就欢喜，这是为你们的缘故，好叫你们相信。如今我们可以往他那里去吧。
At least 8 times the word belief is used in this chapter.
在这章节中，相信这个词出现了8次。
But you say, well, didn't they believe at this point?
难道他们不是已经信了吗？
Well, they did. They believed certain things. They believed that Jesus was a great teacher and a great prophet.
是的，他们相信，他们相信耶稣有能力，他是一个伟大的夫子。
But they didn't believe that Jesus had power over death. That they did not believe.
但是他们不相信耶稣可以使人复活。
In verse 21,
我们看第二十一章。
Martha says to the Lord, if you had been here, when she says that, she's blaming Jesus.
二十一章说到马大对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。他是在责怪主耶稣。
But then she says, my brother would not have died.
然后他又说，如果你在这里，我兄弟就不会死。
So in the first part, she's blaming him, but in the second part, she's saying, oh, I believe in you.
在第一个部分的时候，他说他责怪主耶稣，那在第二个部分，他又相信主耶稣。
Their issues is also our issue.
他们会犯的这个错误，我们也同样会犯。
I'm sure for every person in this room, you would say to me, oh, I believe in Jesus.
我相信在座的每一个人都会和我说，我相信主耶稣。
But my question is, how much do you believe?
但我的问题是，你有多么的相信？
Do you believe that Jesus is the creator of heaven and earth?
你是否相信他是宇宙的主宰者？
Oh yeah, I believe that.
我相信。
Do you believe that Jesus is with you right now in the midst of your trial?
你是否相信他现在就坐在我们的中间？
Do you believe that Jesus' power is so great that even though you have a heartache, you know that he's by your side?
你是否相信即使你现在内心非常的悲痛，他也就在你的身边和你同在？
Do you believe that Jesus' power is so great that even though 17 students were killed in Florida, Jesus is there with those folks?
你们是否相信当佛罗里达的枪击案发生，17个学生被杀的时候，他也在那里？
While Satan steers evil in his direction, God, Jesus, brings that evil to his intended purposes every time.
当这些悲剧发生的时候，主有他自己的计划。
Right now, there is nothing going on in your life that Jesus is not aware of.
我们生活中所发生的每一件事情都在主的掌控当中。
My guess in a room with this many people, probably half of you are sitting here today with some type of a heartache inside.
我敢打赌，就是在座一半的人，其中一半的人，你现在内心都有自己的伤痛。
And Jesus knows what that is.
然后主深知你内心的伤痛。
Roland Bingham was the founder of the Sudan Interior Mission.
罗兰哈宾姆是苏丹内地教会的宣教士和发起者。
And one day he was in a terrible car accident.
然后有一天他遭遇了一场严重的车祸。
He was severely cut and many of his bones in his body were broken and he was in a coma.
他身上多处受伤，他多处骨折。
And one day he woke up and he said, what am I doing here?
然后他在医院醒来的时候，他问护士说，我在这里做什么？
And the nurse said, Mr. Bingham, you've been in a terrible accident.
护士对他说，你遭遇了一场意外。
And Bingham said, accident? He goes, there are no accidents in the life of a Christian.
然后他说，意外，基督徒的人生没有意外，这是神完美计划中的一部分。
This is just an incident in God's perfect leading.
这是主耶稣领导中的一部分。
Can you say that today?
你今天可以这样说吗？
So the first question is, does God know? The second is, does God care?
我们知道了主深知一切，那我们想知道一下主是否关心我们所发生的一切。
Could you read 33 through 37?
Yes. 我们看约翰福音的十一章三十三节到三十七节。耶稣看见他哭，并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁，便说：你们把他安放在哪里？他们回答说：请主来看。耶稣哭了。犹太人就说：你看他爱这人是何等恳切。其中有人说：他既然开了瞎子的眼睛，岂不能叫这人不死吗？
Have you ever felt the impact of death?
你们是否经历过死亡所带来的伤痛？
Many Eastern cultures go to a great length to experience death.
在东方的文化中，他们有一个非常强的一个哀悼方式。
Jewish people would actually hire professional mourners to come to their house and to cry out and wail.
犹太人他们有的时候甚至会雇佣专业的哭丧团队到他们家里面。
Many years ago, I did a funeral for a woman from Ethiopia.
几年前我曾经在非洲的一个国家的一个葬礼上经历过这样的事情。
And during the whole service, everyone was perfectly quiet.
就是整个哀悼会的时候是非常安静的。
And then we went to the grave site and had the committal service.
就是在那个哀悼的人群的时候，到那个时候的时候。
And when I finished the committal service, I said, dust to dust, ashes to ashes, waiting for the glorious coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
在哀悼结束的时候，我在那里说，尘归尘，土归土，然后我们现在就是为了荣耀我们的神。
And the moment I said that, the whole crowd, there were about 150 people, just started going, ah!
当我说了这句话的时候，人群中爆发出了非常大声的哀伤的痛哭。
I was sure the whole town of Stanford heard their wail.
我想，如果是在 Stanford 的话，那可能整个 town 都可以听到他们的哭声。
I'd never experienced that before.
我从来没有经历过这样的事情。
I've never done a Chinese funeral. I don't know if you have any type of emotion that you express at the funeral service.
我从来没有去过中国人的葬礼，不知道是不是也是同样的情况。
But I do know this.
但是我知道这个。
Jesus cares.
神在乎我们。
The reason that we know he cares is because it says Jesus wept.
我之所以知道是因为我看到这里耶稣哭了。
Jesus cried. There were tears coming down his cheeks.
耶稣哭了，他的眼泪从脸颊流下。
Have you ever thought that we serve a God who cries?
你是否曾经想过，我们现在敬仰的上帝，他为我们而哭
？Does Buddha cry? Buddha.
佛教他们会哭吗
？No, he just sits there. He doesn't cry.
他们不会哭，他们只会坐在那里。
Does Allah cry?
阿拉会哭吗
？Allah doesn't cry either.We are the only people that worship a God who cries.
我们的上帝是唯一为我们而哭的上帝。
And he cries because he cares.
他哭是因为他太在乎我们。
We also see here that he was deeply moved in his spirit.
他心里面有深深的同样的感受。
This is an expression that is used of horses that are snorting.
这个表达是在就是马呼啸的时候一个咆哮的一个愤怒的一个表达方式。
This is used of an expression of anger when someone is ready to go into battle.
这个表达方式是当人感到极度愤怒的时候，他要征战的时候会用到。
And then it says that he was troubled.
然后他又说到他甚是忧愁。
And this is the word that you would use for seas that are in the midst of a hurricane, tossed back and forth, troubled waters.
然后这个表达呢会用在就是大海风暴中的大海上下翻涌那个时候的场景。
And these terms picture Jesus as ready to be a champion to go out and fight a great battle.
通过这些词，我们可以想象到主耶稣当时的一个场景，他要为我们而征战。
What do you think Jesus was angry at?
你们知道耶稣在愤怒什么吗？
He was angry that death has come and destroyed his work.
他愤怒死亡临到这个世界。
When God created heaven and earth, He created it perfectly. There was no death.
当主创造天地的时候，他并没有创造死亡。
But then we rebelled against God. We said, "No, we are going to disobey you."
但是我们背离了神的旨意。
And so we introduced death into the equation.
所以罪是死亡是罪的果子，是由我们而带来的。
This was not God's design from the beginning.
这并非是神所创造的。
But now He was going to do battle with it.
现在他会为死亡而征战。
He was going to be a champion.
他会是我们的战士。
In this, Jesus shows us how we should prepare ourselves when we go through difficulties.
耶稣也教导我们该如何面对死亡，面对人生困境的时候该怎么做。
Death is a terrible enemy, and it's okay to cry when people die.
死亡是我们人类的敌人。
In fact, if no one cries at your funeral, you have not lived well. Let me repeat that. If no one cries at your funeral, that means you have not lived your life well.
如果要是有人没有在你的葬礼上哭的话，那证明你没有，你的这个人生是有问题的。
It's okay to express your emotion at a funeral service.
在葬礼的时候，是我们去表达我们的哀伤是合理的。
But we also have hope because death will be defeated by Jesus.
但是我们内心仍旧有希望，因为主已经胜过了死亡。
My first experience with death came when I was 19 years old.
当我第一次面对死亡的时候，是在我九岁的时候。
Our family was very close to a family in our area called the Gaiman family.
我们和我们的一个朋友走得非常的亲近。
Both of our families had 5 children in them.
然后我们每个家庭都有五个孩子。
And the youngest Gaiman child, his name was Jay Gaiman.
有一个最年轻的孩子九岁，他叫 Jay.
And in the summer of 1973, a hurricane came and poured a lot of water on the state of Pennsylvania.
在1973年的夏天，然后这里有一场飓风，然后淹没了这个。
And even little streams became big rivers like this that were very deadly.
然后这是当时一个场景，就是水淹没了这整个地方。
And 9-year-old Jay went down to play near this river.
然后九岁的 Jay 他跑到这个旁边去玩耍。
And he fell in and he died. He drowned.
然后他就淹死在了这条河里。
And we were called at 3:00 in the afternoon, please come help us find Jay.
然后我们接到邻居的电话，让我们帮助他寻找他们的孩子。
So we loaded our family up and we went out by the river and we were actually in the river looking for his body, trying to find him.
然后我们就跑到这个河里面，然后在河里面去寻找他的尸体。
And we searched all afternoon and into the night and we could not find his body.
然后我们找了整整一个下午和晚上，我们在河里都没有能找到他的尸体。
But then early the next morning, the river went down.
到了第二天早晨的时候，河水退去了。
And there we found his body by the river.
然后我们在河边发现了他的尸体。
You know, I couldn't sleep that whole night because I was asking God, why? Why did you take Jay?
在那个时候，我脑子里有很多的疑问。我问上帝说，为什么？
Where were you, Lord? He's only 9 years old.
然后我问说，主啊，你在哪里？他只有九岁。
Why would you take Jay?
你为什么要把他带走？
And I never got an answer from God.
我从来没有得到过答案。
But I did remember that our Father knows what it's like to lose a son because he lost his son, Jesus.
然后直到有一天我明白了，当上帝也失去了他的孩子耶稣。
We have a God that knows what pain is like.
我们有一个深知我们内心伤痛的上帝。
We have a God that knows what it is to suffer.
He 他知道我们现在正在经历什么。
And he's right there in the midst of your grief and your pain.
他就在我们的内心，能切实地感受到我们内心的痛苦。
Our God cares.
我们的神在乎我们。
So the first question is, does God know? The second is, does God care? And the third is, does Jesus rule?
第三个问题是耶稣是否掌权万有。
The Bible makes it clear.
圣经中有清楚地说到。
That even though there are difficulties in life,
尽管我们的人生中有很多的苦难。
Even though there are delays in life,
尽管我们的人生中需要很多时候等候。
He will be victorious.
他一定会最后凯旋。
Could you read verses 38 through 42, 43?
我来读一下约翰福音的十一章三十八到四十三节。耶稣又心里悲叹，来到坟墓前，那坟墓是一个洞，有一块石头挡着。耶稣说，你们把石头挪开。那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为他死了已经四天了。耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信就必看见神的荣耀吗？他们就把石头挪开。耶稣举目望天，说：父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我。但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。说了这话，就大声呼喊说：拉撒路出来。
So now Jesus is going to fight. And he goes out, and he says, move the stone away.
然后耶稣来到拉撒路的坟前，说：“把石头挪开。”
And no one believes. No one believes anything's going to happen here.
在当时在场的人都没有人相信他可以使拉撒路复活。
They say there's going to be a bad odor, Jesus. Don't move the stone away.
然后当时就有一些的，在场就有一些争论，不要把石头挪开。
But Jesus says, "No. You need to have a different level of belief."
然后主耶稣说：“你必须把石头移开。我现在要为你设立一个新的信心的深度和高度。”
And he looks up into heaven and he gives thanks.
然后他举目望天，然后向上帝献上感谢。
And then it says in a loud voice.
然后他用很大的声音去祷告。
He says, "Lazarus, come out!"
然后他大声喊道：“拉撒路，你出来！”
And Augustine.Pointed this out, the church father, he said, if he had not said, Lazarus, come out, if he had just said, come out,
他是用一个很大的声音去喊说拉撒路出来。
Guess what would have happened?
然后大家猜发生了什么?
Every dead person on planet Earth would have been resurrected at that moment.
如果他当时没有点名拉撒路名字的话，那估计整个世界的坟墓都会空掉。
That's the power of Jesus.
那是耶稣的权柄能力。
And one day he will say, "Come out!"
然后等到有一天，他一定会大声地喊出来说：“出来！”
And there is going to be a great resurrection that's going to take place.
在那一天有一个所有信徒的复活。
And if we are part of that resurrection,
然后我们是其中之一吗?
When you're resurrected, I want you to look over at me and say, "You were right."
他说你说的对。
Jesus says in verse 25 and 26, do you want to read that?
Yes.然后耶稣在约翰福音的二十五节和二十六节，我知道。耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗
？”Notice that Jesus doesn't say, "I give the resurrection and the life."
耶稣并不是简单的说我会让人复活。
He says, "I am the resurrection and the life."
他说我就是复活和生命。
This is how Christianity makes a difference in our lives.
这就是为什么我们基督徒在我们的人生中与众不同。
Because if you believe that Jesus simply died on a cross,
因为如果你相信神差他的儿子耶稣来到我们中间，并为我们在十字架受死。
Even if you believe he rose from the dead,
即使你相信他从死里复活，
that doesn't make you a Christian.
但其实仅仅相信这些的话，并不意味着你是一个基督徒。
We become Christians when we say, Jesus died on the cross for me.
我们了解基督的本质，我们需要相信这一切都是为了我们。
Jesus rose from the dead for me.
耶稣从死里复活是为了我们。
It's in those pronouns that is how our lives are transformed.
我们来看一下接下来的这些名词关于死亡是如何就是改变死亡的。
When we look at the cross of Jesus,
当我们看向十字架的时候，
we realize that he did it for us.
然后我们意识到耶稣为我们做了这一切。
The nature of belief. It's not just Jesus did all of this.
我们信仰的本质并非是主耶稣为我们做了这一，并不是主耶稣，并不是我们知道这些。
But he did it for me.
而是要知道他是为了我们做了这些事。
Can you say that today?
你可以今天说一下这个吗？
Can you say,I believe he did it for me.
你可以说吗？我相信主耶稣，这一切都是为了我。
Because that's how we enter this story. That's how we become in relationship with Jesus.
这就是我们怎么与我们的主建立了关系。
One final story, and then we'll close.
然后我再分享一个我的故事。
This is a famous Christian artist. His name is Steve Curtis Chapman.
然后这个人的话，他是一个基督教录音艺术家，叫斯蒂文。
And you can see on this picture that they have three adopted children.
从这个图片中你可以看到他们有三个领养的孩子。
Well, 10 years ago, one of these girls, Maria,was run over by their car when one of the older sons was backing it up.
然后十年前的时候，其中的这个小女孩，她在兄长在倒车库倒车的时候，不幸被杀死了，撞死了。
This was a devastating loss for this family.
这一家人遭受了一个毁灭性的损失。
And for a long period of time, Stephen Chapman could not even sing anymore.
在经过很长的一段时间，他都不可以唱歌。
But in his first concert back, he sang a song that I think we're all very familiar with.
在他回归音乐会的第一首歌，就是称颂主圣名。
It's called Blessed Be Your Name.
我称颂你的名。
And in that song, it says this, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away.
在这首歌中有一句歌词是这样的，你给了我，你又拿走。
But blessed be the name of the Lord.
但是尽管如此，主啊，我称颂你的圣名。
Death is a terrible enemy.
死亡是我们人的敌人。
I'm sure many of you have experienced death, maybe even very close to you.
也许你们在座的人当中经历过死亡带来的伤痛。
But this is our hope in death.
但是我们有希望。
The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
神给了我们，神又拿走。我们愿意称颂你的生命。
Even in the midst of the great trial of death, we trust. Go ahead.
尽管我们遭遇这些 死亡悲剧，但是我们仍旧相信。
That Jesus knows, that Jesus cares, and that Jesus rules.
耶稣知道，耶稣在乎，耶稣他掌权万有。
You don't need to fear death.
你们不需要惧怕死亡。
Because you have a champion in Jesus.
因为耶稣已经得胜。
Lord, we thank you that you are our champion.
主啊，我们感谢你，你是我们
的战士。We thank you that you have watched over us.
感谢你看顾我们。
We thank you that even when we go through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us.
尽管我们行过死荫的幽谷，但是我们也不需惧怕。
Lord, I pray for these folks that they would have no fear of death.
我为我们在座弟兄姐妹祈祷，让他们不要惧怕死亡。
But that we would all be able to trust you.
我们都可以全心全意地信靠你。
Thank you for being our resurrection and our life.
感谢你是生命复活的救主。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.